You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for astrology and psychic readings with Lady D.
Lady D.
Live from LadyDPsychicParties.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astrology and Psychic Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, buddy. Welcome to Astrology and Psychic Reading to Lady D. I'm your host, Lady D. I hope you've all had a great week. So this week, with the planets today on the 9th, we do have a conjunction with the Sun and Mars that's happening in Capricorn. So this can be a strength. So it can make you feel more confident in yourself, but it also could be anger and frustration. It could also lead to war energy because Mars, it's a strength, but also can be anger and because it was ruled by Aries, which is ruled by war, god of war. So tomorrow we do have a lot of positive aspects of the weekend, though. We have Venus, we're going to oppose Jupiter, and that is going to be also Venus in Capricorn. So that's going to be luck with relationships, so love and also finances. So that might be a good day if you're working or if you're looking at any sort of like financial opportunities could be good. It's so good for being social as well. We've also got on that day, we've got the Sun also a position to Jupiter, which is in this case, luck over your life. So I feel like that this can just be a really positive day. On the 11th, we have Mars going to be opposing Jupiter. So that's more of a strength. So that, again, can make you feel quite positive about yourself and giving you that courage. Sort of, I feel like it's about seeking adventure for some reason. But yeah, I do feel like there's some positive aspects with that. On the 12th, we've got some that are not so positive. We do have we have Venus squaring Chiron, so that can bring up sort of wounds and things around relationships and finances. On the 13th, we've got the Sun then squaring Chiron, and then also on the 14th, we've got Mars. So that can bring up some kind of wound, something that's causing you to feel a little bit uncomfortable. We've also got on the 14th, it's quite positive, we've got Mercury opposing Jupiter, so you might be hearing some good news on that day. So that could be quite lucky, positive thoughts as well, just feeling better within yourself. On the 15th, we've got Venus sextile Saturn, so I feel like that's really helping you to get through any issues, any problems that you might have regarding relationships or finances. I feel like this week maybe seemed like it goes quite fast. And also, it can also have this energy of things falling through your hands. And also, I feel like this is a week where it's time to start making things happen. It's time to progress, make progression on things that you want to make a move on or start on. I feel like it's also about getting momentum as well, because we've got all those planets in Capricorn, so it's about getting things done. It's about being organized, being structured, sense of following the rules or laying down the law or even like creating boundaries, but these are all positive things for these planets all in Capricorn. With Mars being there, it is sort of stirring up some things around governments and institutions, and we're already seeing that around the world with what's happening in certain countries, certain events happening. It also might seem like a lot of smoke and mirrors this week, like I don't know who to trust, I don't know who to see, and things may not seem as it seems. Seem as it seems, if that makes sense, too, for this week. So we've got a lot of different things happening there. So let's go to the caller. So we got here Macy, who's in New Hampshire. Hey, Marcy, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. How can I help you today?
How are things with you?
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah. do you have that you get? I'm a little surprised. I wasn't sure that I was going to be getting on, so I was a little unprepared It's a little surprise.
So, okay, what do you want to know about today? Do you want to know about relationships or money, work, family? What do you want to know about today?
How about work?
Okay, let's have a look. Okay. Do you have a male around you at the moment that may have, maybe that's lost someone or going through a lot?
I do a home care thing, so I work for somebody who goes through a lot.
Okay, because I've got a male, and then he told me he was still here, so still alive, and then he told me that, like, I'm just going through something myself. It happened a couple of days. He just said to me that I'm going through a lot too, and he's, I feel like he seems quite, it's stress, but it's also relief there as well. I feel like he's been trying to make straight decisions, or he's trying to do the right thing, but also I feel like money's not adding up around him as well. And I feel like you're going to help him. You're going to help him to get things done or to get things like to get accomplished. But I feel like he's got a lot of things to do, or there's a lot on his plate. And I feel like that you might also get stressed out in helping him, because it's just a lot. But he's very grateful for the help that you do have for him as well. And I also see there could be, it also could be a move for you too. So you're in New Hampshire. What about his New Hampshire? Is that, do you live like in a, like a city area or built up area?
No, I live in a very rural area right now, and I have been trying to find a house to buy.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all seem a little out of reach financially.
Okay, because I do see a removalist truck, and I do see a move, but the house, so I know this is the house you're going to, or is a house maybe that you're going around with your work, but I see a house that's in like a it's in a built up area, and but the house, like we call it like terrace here, so I don't know what you call it over there, but the houses are sort of like all close together. But there's a tree outside the different houses, and there's steps leading up to a door. So, but I see it like in a either a city or some sort of built up area that I see this place. Like it's on the, I see a street there, and a footpath. I do see you very excited. I don't feel like it's going to be a big place. I do feel like it's going to be small. It could be a place that has like 3 bedrooms. And it's like, it's not completely brand new, but it's not old either. It's like in between is what I'm hearing. And that you're going to be, you're working very hard. And I feel like you're working very hard. And I see you trying to save up money to get further and to get where you need to be in life. I get it too with this move. So it could be 2 years' time that this happens, or 2 months, but I kind of felt maybe 2028. So it could be like two years, and it will just be a push. Like you've got this push to sort of go. I just feel like we right now, like you're there because you need to be there for the people that you work with, and also for some sort of community area as well. Like you need to be there for the community, because it's like you're doing a lot for people, like you're a helping hand for others too. But this man that you help or that you work with, he's very grateful to you. Is he old?
No, he's just a year older. But he's not able to use his hands and his legs and stuff. He has a genetic thing.
Oh, okay. I feel like you're going to be there to the end. Like he's hearing you tell me, I'm being told you're being, like he's, I'm seeing, hearing him say to me, you're going to be there to the end. So I feel like you're going to be there. You're going to be there for him, because you're making everything easier for him. too.
Yeah, he hasn't trusted other caregivers to go to doctor's appointments and stuff. And we had gone to high school together. And so there's a familiarity there. And so, we talk about things and stuff. So he's let me in on things, and he trusts me too.
Yeah.
He can talk to me.
Yeah. And that's why I feel like I'm just being told you that to the end. So I just feel like I don't know timeline, but I just feel like, I don't say it's holding you back there, but I just feel like, but you're meant to be there with him because you're his mouthpiece, like you're so much and it's grateful. But I see also in the workplace you are trying to get further, and I see you trying to sort of somehow climb up the ladder or gain more experience or gain more money and to go up. But I do feel like you will in time, like you will be given opportunity, and there could be a chance in May or in Easter time or May that you're going to be able to receive a more money, pay rise, but with that comes more responsibility. And I feel like in time you're going to be able to manage your own services too. So you'll be able to take control on your work. So I do feel like that for you as well.
Yeah, there's something else that I've been working on for quite a while that I hope comes to fruition. And stuff, and I know it kind of can't happen at the same time that I'm doing this other work for him, because he needs me to be there, so I can't really be somewhere else.
I keep on hearing May, so I do feel there's some changes in May. That move that you make, that I was talking about, the move, that's going to be a big move, because I just feel like it's a completely new area. Could be a bit of a road trip, but it's a fresh new start for you, and it's going to put you in like prime position to be able to move forward. And but it's also gaining insight to that as well. So it will be quite.
Yeah, that would. Yeah, because this area is very rural, and I'm supposed to be here to do what I need to do. But I travel to where I go to work, where it's more it's more of a town, and there's things around. So I have like almost an hour to get to work.
Are you with horses as well? Is there horses where you live?
I used to take care of a farm with 18 horses.
Because the horse likes you as well. I'm hearing the horse talk to me too, and the horse thinks that you have a very high spirit, and the horse was lonely, but you kept the horse company, and but the horse really likes you too, and the horse is thanking you for, I think, giving hay, but the horse is like thanking you for what you did and made its coat shiny and things. So, you've got a horse that's also in, I feel like the horse maybe is in spirit, and the horse is very grateful to you too.
Because there was one that was by itself that I had to take care of for a while, and there was another one. I was there when she was born, and she was alone for a little while, and I would go to a place to take care of her. And I've had a couple special horses. They were all special, but yeah, in my life.
Yeah, you've done
a lot
for
these. But I don't have any.
It's okay, but the horses, like the animals, are spirit, and they go to the same places we go to. And I just pick up these horses. This horse that I see, the coat is very shiny. So I don't know what you did to the coat, but you made the coat very shiny. And it's like it's a show pony with the horse shiny coat, but it is thanking you. But thanking you for calling in today.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate
That's okay. So, but if you want to contact me, you can. My website is Lady D Psychic Parties. My Facebook page is also Lady D Psychic Parties. My Instagram is Lady DS Psychic. My TikTok is Lady D Psychic. My YouTube is Lady D Psychic as well. I'm currently doing videos with my friend Katrina, a numerologist, and I've done some videos in Australia. Some predictions for the world, also Australia, New Zealand, but we're going to be doing stuff for America, Canada, and other countries as well. So thank you for joining me, and I'll see you same time, same place next week. So bye for now.